All right. Kyle's going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and Don's going to do the opening prayer. So let's start.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A brief prayer. Gracious Lord, again we meet as a panel, staff, and community to deliberate on issues vital to life-sustaining water. We seek your guidance in arriving at decisions which are in the best interest of the customers we serve. In your name, amen.
Amen. All right, I call the meeting to order. Crystal, could you do the roll call, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young is absent.
He's excused.
Sorry. Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. Thank you. All right, I move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
I have a second. Take the roll call.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, public participation. Do we have any? Okay, we don't have any public participation sheets. Does anybody wish to speak? If we don't, then I'm not going to read this. Okay? See no.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaking card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to three minutes under the State of California Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to the noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of them. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If somebody disrupts the meeting, they will be removed. Someday I will have this totally memorized. All right, discussion, mid-year budget. Clarence?
Hello. We're going to start with the CIP budget. When we were here before, we reviewed a map of well locations and which ones were in service and which ones were out of service. We're going to review that again real fast. And it's been annotated this time, showing the years that the wells have been out of service or when they were last in service. So we'll go ahead and have Linda or Joanne, either one, address, you know, discuss this real fast.
So this map is the same map that you've seen a couple of weeks ago, with the exception of a legend showing which wells are in use and which wells are not in use currently as of today. And then there is a list to the side kind of explaining when the well was last in service and the current status of it.
And as we heard last time at the last workshop, as general manager, I'm saying that we're in a crisis mode. Right now, we're at a point where if we lose Romer plant, we just don't have the wells to pump groundwater. If we lose the baseline feeder, we don't have enough water to keep our system up and going. And if we lose any more of these wells, we'll also be in trouble because we just can't move water, enough water through Romer plant. It's already maxed out. So one of the things that will happen with the new CIP people that we will hire is that we're going to get on, very quickly trying to get some of these problems corrected at these wells, either putting treatment at the wells or lowering the wells. We don't want to lower wells. That means you're just sucking the groundwater even lower. But if that's what we have to do to get through the summer, we will do that. So this just lets you know how long we've had this problem developing, and we're now at the point that we just can't let this continue any further.
Clarence, got a couple questions for you. So I see in the proposal in front of us for the CIP, you're adding on here to relocate the ion exchanges from well 49 for well 41.
Yes, the wells are at Rialto High School.
Yeah, but we had talked about it, I think, like a week or so ago. But what kind of time frame would we probably see in that? As far as how long would it take us to potentially see well 41 maybe coming back online? How long would that take?
Probably like July or August.
So about right in the nick of time, maybe for summer then?
If everything goes well, yes.
Okay. And so that would allow us to get that well back online. Now, one which I wasn't even aware had gone offline, I guess it did last year, is the 18A. Do we have any contingency plans for what we can do to get that well back online?
We're working on trying to get treatment for that well, okay. and the costs are coming in pretty high. So, but we're working on
and that one,
getting quotes.
Is the nitrates again? Because that one, because we've always had some issue there, but just has it just gone worse?
Also,
I don't
we
know
have
if you can answer
MTBE
that.
At that well now, right? Is that the one with MTBE?
That well currently has treatment for perchlorate, but now it's showing high levels of nitrate.
Right. Yeah, so the nitrate levels have gone up unexpectedly, or because I think we were on the borderline, right? On that well?
Yes, normally it's around 8, and it went up to 9.9 last year, and now it's dropped back down to 9. Nitrate violation is a tier 1 violation, so we don't want to take that risk to operate that well right now.
Okay. So should we expect potentially a proposal in time for the budget for next year as far as a way to get that back in production? Because certainly, I agree with you that we're certainly in a stressed environment as far as our infrastructure with some of these wells getting knocked offline. I think getting well 41 back online will help a lot. But I think for us to have redundancy, particularly in the North Riverside, to help feed that southern section, if we could get well 18 back online, I think that would be preferable, wouldn't it?
Well, that's why we're working hard on getting engineering quotes for...
So I guess my question is, do we think we'll have that in time for the budget here in a couple months?
We're trying to do it with the money in this budget, if we can.
For well 18?
Yeah, well 18A.
Well, I didn't see where that was in here, but was it in here already?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's such a long document. Yeah, I saw the 41. I didn't see the 18.
18A, I think, is under, it's urgent on the second page. It should be there. It should be on the second page showing as urgent. Let's see here.
Yeah, I see well 54, which I agree 54. Is urgent, but I don't see well 18.
Okay, that should be there.
But it should be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I'm just wanted to clarify that because I know how critical both of those are for us.
Clarence?
Yes.
As a new member on the board, I'm counting all these wells. We have 23 wells. Is that what it is? The dots. I counted all the dots.
I thought we had like 19, but you counted 23. So.
I counted 23 dots, including the blue and the red.
Right.
Okay, and out of that, I'm counting that 15 of them are not operating and only eight are up. Is that correct?
The blue ones are the ones that are operable.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
that's 24.
No. I'm counting numbers, Clarence.
All right.
But I counted a total of 23 wells,
mm-hmm.
and I counted that out of all those wells, that 15 of them are down, and that only eight of them are working out of a total of 23 of these.
Yes, eight of them are working, right.
My question is, as a new member on the board, maybe Kyle can jump in, I don't know, is how has this been allowed to happen over these many years that we're in a predicament right now where all these wells are down and we got eight operating wells in our district and that's it?
I can't speak for the past.
I know you're new too, so.
Yeah, but I understand from employees that over time they've tried to raise the issue, but there have been a lot of changes in management, mm-hmm. and possibly the word wasn't getting through.
All right, so we're going to have to act on this because this is ridiculous. And as a ratepayer, I'm a little concerned that there's going to be some costs incurred to bring these wells online or do whatever we need to do to get them brought back online. And that's probably going to dip into whatever reserves we've got. That's just my concern.
I understand. And this year, in our operating budget, we are probably going to go about $800,000 over. And that would be directly connected with the fact that well 54
mm-hmm.
Has been out, and we've had to buy water from Inland Empire Utility Agency.
Okay. I had a discussion with Linda earlier this week, and I found out that there's a possibility that maybe 54 might be brought back online, but we have to test it for some sort of a chemical or something.
Well, they're putting in a sand trap, and they're also putting in a deaerator to get air out of the water. And we have to, once those are constructed, and I'm not sure where we at on those, Joanne, how much longer before they'll be finished?
We are about 30% complete. We anticipate that well will be back in service no later than July.
Oh, really?
It's 1,000 GPM.
So
we're pushing really hard.
That'll save us $800,000 that we won't have to use to purchase other water?
It will if everything works.
Okay.
You know, one of the things is you put new systems in, but you have to test them.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a lot of issue over the last year and a half with that well, and it's been a real thorn in our side.
Oh.
But staff has been, I think, and Joanne and Linda have been working really hard to try to get back online because it is critical because we can't move water in because it's in a different area with
right.
Metropolitan. But I know like a lot of these other wells, I mean, a lot of them have been down for a long time for, you know, like the perchlorate plume here in the Rialto Colton Basin. That's why we started pushing more production into Bunker Hill and
mm-hmm.
North Riverside. But it does seem like at least in the last couple of years, several of these other wells have gone offline, and our plans to get some of these older ones back online haven't panned out. Like well 39, I mean, what, Don, we've been talking about trying to get that one back online now for the last 4 years, and I still haven't. I mean, Clarence, can you maybe give us an update on trying to get support from the state to get that one back online? Because I know we've been talking about it. I just don't know where we are as far as lobbying to get that support.
Right. We do have an application for we're preparing an application for a grant
mm-hmm.
to try to get treatment because the treatment costs are high.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
I know, yeah.
For 18A, one grant is specifically targeted at 18A.
But for well 39, I mean.
Well 39, we don't have a grant for that yet that I know of.
I mean, because we've been talking about it as a priority now for about 4 years, and I keep hearing, oh, yeah, well, we got something, and then it doesn't pan out, and then we're still sitting here, and it's still not op,
right.
And we're trying to get that one online.
Right.
So, I mean, I share President Taylor's frustrations that we have so many out of line, but, I mean, just having been here a little longer, I can tell you it's not because we haven't been trying. And, again, some of our ones that had been working have gone down, like well 54 and 41, 18. I mean, all those were operating when I first started here.
So in your opinion, short time opinion, Clarence, why has all of this been allowed to happen?
Well, it takes staffing to get the work done. We need staff. That's why we're proposing the engineer, the additions to engineering. That
and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just trying to see how we can solve the problem.
Well, even if you're aware of the problems, it takes people to chase them down. And if we don't have the people on staff to chase them down, then things fall by the wayside. And not intentionally, but it just physically, you just can't get it all done.
So we haven't been able to get the proper number of people in the proper positions to do what we need to do. And I don't know, maybe the political will to push it forward. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, six of them are down because of low water levels.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with employees. The other two are by decree. You know, we can't do anything about that unless the court.
Right. Yeah, because
well,
we're
the ones that are low water
maps.
Levels, what I've done in other places is it's not something you want to do, but in the last 4 years, I've had to sink four wells deeper than what they are. And that is something that we have to look at here.
Oh, I agree.
Is going deeper, you know.
Oh, no, we
should definitely look at that. That's pretty fast. That's 2 to 3 months.
As long
as you don't, hit bad water. The problem is,
yeah,
if you hit bad water, then we're really screwed.
Yeah.
Well, and that's probably our biggest issue is that a lot of these wells, these particularly contaminant issues, are not easy to address.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like
you lower them, you don't know unless you test.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the case of the ones that need to go lower, but I mean, in the case of a lot of these other ones that had been producing that have now gone offline in the last few years because of contaminants, that's, as you said, it's not so easy to just solve, right. You know, and especially in a cost-effective manner.
Right.
Unless, again, the state's going to give us a big chunk of the money to help make it more feasible.
And I know I saw this last week, but as I had time to think about it and I started asking questions, it just, I was like, and you start counting the dots and you go, dear Lord, we've got 23 wells and 15 of them are offline. We got 8 working wells out of 23. It's a cause for concern. So yes. That's why I bring it up. But I'll let you proceed with the budget. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No problem. This is a workshop. This is the discussion is good.
Can I just back up? So well 18 is supposed to be on this
Yeah, we
capital?
Should. Yeah, because
okay.
we're actively pursuing grant money for well 18A. Okay. Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's...
So
I think one of the ones if that we get back online, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't see it. Is it here anywhere? Because I don't see it, but it should be here.
We did receive one proposal for that well, and it was quite high. Okay. So we are looking at other options.
Okay. Right, for a biological treatment, it's $12-13 million, and then for so we're looking at ion exchange.
Okay. Well, if we can try to at least get maybe some, if they exist, some decent proposals that we can maybe consider in the next year's capital budget, because I think that getting that well back online, I think would take a lot of stress off of our southern section. So, but yeah, that's outrageous.
Okay.
We could drill, 10 wells for that? Well, probably at least 4 or 5, maybe not 10, but.
Yeah, at a couple of $1 million a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And equipping them, yeah. Okay.
So on this list, what you'll see for the capital improvement projects, we have several projects that are completed this fiscal year, the first, 10 projects or so. We have some that we expect will be completed. And then there are those that are in construction that will not be completed this fiscal year. And then there's a lot of projects that we've had to abandon because we just don't have the staffing to do the work. So they were in the CIP. The work needs to be done. But
well, some were abandoned for other reasons.
Well, but most of them are because we just don't have the people to do the work.
Well, we abandoned the IVDAs because of
the
water.
That one is radioactivity, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it wasn't all just because of that.
Right. So if you go to page 2, you'll see the additions, capital improvement additions that we are proposing. We net zero on this because of the fact that we're using money from projects that are not going forward to pay for the items in this section. So while it looks like a lot of money, we're using money from projects that aren't going forward. So are there any questions about the list?
No.
But can I make one request, though?
Sure.
Just for, you know, because again, here in a couple months, we'll be back talking about next year's budget. But I think that given, you know, because a lot of what we planned here last year was based off of that kind of preliminary, what was it, our master plan? But it seems like I think some of the priorities have been shifted because of some of these issues on our wells. I think that when we get close enough, we should just do a separate workshop just talking about what our new priorities need to be for capital for next year's budget. So instead of just having one big one, I think we need to have just a separate one just talking about that, because it seems to me like our priorities have now shifted. Wouldn't you all agree? Because of some of these breakdowns we've suffered.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a good idea, actually. Clarence, can you look into that?
We will do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, when the time's right. Yeah.
So any questions on the CIP list, the additional projects, and equipment purchases? Okay.
Oh.
No.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I forgot I made a note here. On the Lord Ranch aeration tank, it said design complete, but it looked like you're adjusting the whole amount off.
Yes, because there are changes that need to be made.
Okay.
Out there. For example, Edison runs right through the middle of the property,
mm-hmm.
and we need to get Edison out of, because along with them running through the property to service us, they also demand right of way. And that gets in the way of the projects that we want to build.
So remind me, this 1.9 we had set aside was to actually build the tank. Or was this just
yeah.
to do? So we were all set to build the tank, and now we've come to the realization that the design wasn't right?
No,
is
it's
that
not
what
that
saying?
The design wasn't right. It's just moving Edison. They're
okay,
charging
so
us money to move their
utilities. We just haven't got the approvals from them, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying we need Edison to move their utilities.
And
there's
gotcha.
A cost to the moving the utilities that we have to pay.
Was
and
that
so
included in this 1.9?
Was it included in the 1.9? Okay.
And
so
we have no, and do we have any idea what that cost is going to be to move it?
No, staff is looking into seeing what the cost will be and what the schedule to get that done will also be.
Right.
Okay.
And so my idea is instead of paying them to move their facilities around and keep them on the premises, we do like we've done in other places, you stop Edison at the boundary line, at your property line. And then after that, you run your lines, and then you can do what you want when you run your lines. But as long as they're there, it just doesn't make sense to have them move their utilities, and they're in our way for another future project, and we have to pay them again to move.
So realistically, this one and then the grading and site work, which is kind of on hold, basically, for the rest of the year.
Yes.
And so we're just going to move that funding elsewhere then for the remainder of the year.
That's correct.
Okay. And so that would be probably something we can discuss at the workshop I suggested as far as what it because this was a top priority for us this last year, but maybe now it's not as critical until we can at least get that design issue worked out with Edison. So
yes.
Okay. That was my only question.
Okay. So we'll move on, if we're finished with the CIP, we'll move on to the operating budget. And if you look at the total revenue line, we're projecting that we're going to be pretty much on target with total revenue, actually a little bit higher. And by the way, we received a $3 million check today. For
it's always good.
Yeah. And so That's a good thing, but that we've talked about setting that money aside in a restricted account. But
mm-hmm.
But just so you know, we got the settlement agreement. But so revenues were looking pretty good. Total expenditures, year to date, well, I don't want to do year to date. Our mid-year, the brown lines, the mid-year adjustments, we have, I'm sorry, John, can you read this? Because I need to bring my glasses. Okay.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so for the mid-year adjustments, the total that we're proposing to add is roughly $833,700, which would be an increase in total expenditures. You know, of course, a portion of that will be offset by the revenues. But a lot of that, I think Clarence mentioned earlier, I believe about $830,000 of that represents the IUA water purchases that we've had to make because of Well 54. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the other items that were identified by staff are really paid for by other cost savings and shifts. You know, that really kind of remained neutral in the budget. And then even with those increases, you know, one thing we did pay attention to is the debt covenant. We're required to keep a minimum of 1.2 when we look at revenues over the scheduled debt service. So even with that adjustment of the 700 and roughly $800,000, we're still at a 1.6. You know, so we are meeting that requirement.
So that's a summary, the overall summary, and we can now begin to look at the departmental details. How much detail do you want to go into?
Well, I'll just say that because we kind of met with staff after last Saturday, answered most of my questions, so I don't feel that I need to look at the details unless you gentlemen have questions. Obviously, you're going to have to make adjustments based on our discussion in closed session to update these. Right. But I think as long as that's updated to reflect that most of my questions, staff was gracious enough to give me a little extra time on Saturday, and I do appreciate that, everybody, and answering my questions, and I feel comfortable with the additions here on O&M.
I was there, too, and listen, and I was very comfortable with your thorough explanations, especially on all the fine details that Mr. Young picked out. And so, personally, I don't think you have to go into a lot of detail. Do you think so, Don? How about you, Kyle?
No.
So if you can just maybe gloss over just the big items and boom, we can get out of here.
Okay. Well, again, one of the big items was just moving, adding $800,000 to pay for the, but some of the other items were, I'd have to look here. Joanne, most of them are in your department. Go ahead. And
Joanne, you don't need to go into a whole lot of finute detail, right?
I think the big ticket item is to, for the production department, is $90,000 to cover new equipment for the new electricians and instrumentation techs. And that's pretty much for that department. Water quality, not too much, other than the special testing of $139,000. And then also money in the maintenance department for street patching. And those are the big items under ops department.
Okay, thank you. What else you got, Claire?
Really, that's, they're not that many changes. Well, they're changes, but we found savings. And then where we had to have expenses, we added expenses. And
if people got questions, all this is going to be available.
Yes.
All right. All right. Does anybody else have any questions about the budget?
Where are we on post-retirement benefits? Are we keeping up with that?
Yes. I'll be honest, I don't have an answer for that. I have to bring that back to you tomorrow. I just know that we're doing fine. I think we budgeted like 1.2 $2 million.
Didn't we like pay extra to not that long ago? I believe the auditor had reported that.
I believe we made an $800,000 payment towards that, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be $800,000, but we budgeted $1.2 million.
That's related, I think, a little bit separate. We did budget $1.2 million for other post-employee benefits or post-employment benefits. There was a recent change, GASB 75, yeah. I believe, changes that. We've got staff right now looking at that. And matter of fact, we were kind of just chatting about that. But we believe that $1.2 million that we've budgeted for this year will probably drop down closer to $800,000. So in the budget right here, I still have it reflected as $1.2 just to be conservative. But we do
absolutely
think that that may actually drop down to about $800,000. We haven't confirmed it, so that's why I didn't want to.
Yeah, well, we can
it
certainly look at right what it should be for next right year, but yeah, let's keep
yeah
it there.
Yeah, and I think agree part of that was related to the changes the board made as far as the strategy for meeting that, and I forget the details.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right. Thank you, John. Don, does that answer your question?
Yes. I don't need a report on that. I just want to make sure you know that, like, some entities are having problems.
Yes.
When
yes
you ask if questions, you get reports.
Issue. Yeah.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions? All right. Mr. Attorney, can you please report out of closed session?
Thank you, Mr. President. There's nothing to report out of closed session as there was no final action taken.
All right, thank you. With that said, does any other board members have any comments before I close it?
Just again, want to thank staff for all their effort staying a little bit later on Saturday. I know it was a precious weekend, but I do appreciate you taking the extra time to answer my questions so we don't have to stay here any later.
Yes, thank you. And I want to thank everybody. I know we've had special meetings coming up and all that stuff. It's taken a lot of your time, but, you know, it's necessary, especially to get things organized. Anyways, and thank you, Mr. Griggs, for being here, and Mr. Hardy. All right. With that, meeting adjourned. Thank you all.